Whitehorse mixed media artist Lynn Fabio is showing her wares at the Haynes Sheldon Museum this month and next. Her unique collection features pieces made of hog gut and other natural material. It's the first time she's displayed a collection in Alaska. When Fabio first saw parkas made of seal and walrus intestines in 1989 at the State Museum in Juneau, she had a strong gut reaction.
Then I just had this incredible visceral response to the light coming through the gut. And I think that the material is one of, it just speaks for itself. It's just sort of a magical material to me.
Back then, at that show in Juneau, she ogled the seal and walrus gut coats and knew she wanted to do something similar. But seals and walruses are not exactly an accessible commodity in the landlocked Yukon. So about 12 years after she saw her first seal gut parka, she found the next best thing.
I found a course being offered in Washington State using pig intestine. And I thought, well, that's, you know, it seems sort of similar. So I went and took the course and started playing with the pig gut. And it's very similar, except that it's much thinner. So I can't make functional clothing the way the seal and walrus gut was used. So I make art.
Friday afternoon at the museum, Fabio is busy putting the final touches on her show, Terra Mare. It means earth and sea, and she says wandering through the boreal forests of the north, foraging for berries and mushrooms, has been a source of inspiration for her works. Her creative influence for the ocean-themed works came from right here in Haynes. She says she's been coming here for more than 3 decades.
Haynes was my first experience of the ocean as an adult. Over the years, I've just come to really love Haynes. I come at least 3 times in the summer and walk on the beaches and the forests. So there are a number of pieces here which are inspired by the sea, not necessarily direct representations of the sea, but inspired by sea forms.
Fabio's version of jellyfish and kelp, all made out of pig gut, catch the late morning light in the window.
This piece I called a bull kelp ballet, because to me it's just very the flow and the dance of the kelp when you see it on the beach. Barnacles over there was a really fun piece. I created all these little barnacle shapes out of wire, more seaweed-inspired shell things. So it was just combining sort of the two places that I love and putting them together in this medium.
She gets the intestine from a processor in Vancouver. It comes packed in salt. Basically, she says it's sausage casing. Fabio gives it a quick rinse and then cuts it up and starts creating. Sometimes the sections are more than 60 feet long, she says.
And then store it in water and use it up as quickly as possible. It's sort of like tofu, you got to change the water regularly. It's a protein.
Her designs, which include the use of various fibers and techniques, have taken her around the world, including Canada's far north, Siberia, and Korea. This is her first time showcasing her artwork in Alaska, or the U.S. for that matter. And this trip has been months in the making because of border restrictions when it comes to organic material.
Coming into the States, there were a lot of things that I couldn't bring across, like more plant material. Like I like to use a lot of seed pods and grasses and like real moss, and I couldn't bring those across.
After months of finagling and paperwork, she was able to bring her hog gut creations over the border. She says working with hog gut still intrigues her after all these years.
And I'm still learning after 16 years, still learning about the qualities of the material and how to play with it. I liken it to a cross between silk and tissue paper. So it has that crunchiness of tissue you can hear. But sometimes a silkiness, like if you get a single layer.
She explains that solid forms in the show are made of 10 or more layers of gut. She dyes it and molds it in a wide array of shapes and likenesses. In one piece on display in Haynes called Field of Dreams, Fabio used a technique called photoemulsion transferring.
So Polaroid images, and you soak the Polaroid photo in a very specific warm temperature water, and eventually the emulsion slides off. And the emulsion is very much like the gut, like a skin, and it bonded beautifully. So I took images of leaves and grasses and transferred them or did Polaroid pictures and transferred it onto the gut and made those little pouches.
Museum director Helen Alton says she hopes the Fabio's exhibit will inspire artists in the region.
We have so many artists. They work with wonderful materials, but they may never have considered this as a material to work with. And it is an incredibly interesting material.
The show starts August 5th at 5 p.m. and runs until October 1st. Find photos at khns.org, or better yet, go in and see it for yourself. In Haines, I'm Jillian Rogers.